DZUP 1602 Kasali ka.
Saya't sigla sa DZUP 1602. Simula ng umaga sa boses ng estudyante. Mga programang likha ng mga estudyante para sa mga estudyante. Pagsapit ng alas 11, tara! Tugtuga na sa Talatugtugan kung saan ihahatid sa inyo ang magandang musika at masayang kwentuhan. Tuwing alas 12 ng tanghali, nakahanda na mga programa sa At Your Service para kayo'y paglingkuran at sumagot sa inyong mga katanungan. Sa alauna ng hapon naman, makinig, makiisa at makialam sa samut-saring ide at adhikain ng mga programang may magagandang layunin sa Advocacy. Aarangkada na pagsapit ng alas 2 ang Sali na Bayan na hatid ng Kodaw, isang oras ng talakayan, mga isyu ng mga manggagawa, magsasaka at iba't ibang people's organization. Balitaan, balitaktakan at kwentuhan sa alas 3 ng hapon sa May Punto Ka Dyan. Pumasok na sa back-to-back na eskwelahan sa radyo, kung saan bida ang iba't ibang kolehiyo ng pambansang pamantasan, ang Radio School. Tatlong oras na, alas 4 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi. At tawagin na ang buong tropa pagsapit ng alas 7 dahil tropang radyo na, kung saan nabubuo sa radyo ang tropahan. Sobrang saya at sigla mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes, kaya tara na sa matinong usapan para sa maunlad na bayan. Dahil sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
DZUP Balita.
Magandang hapon po, ito ang mga balita sa oras na ito. Hinira ang dating gobernador ng Isabela na si Grace Padaca bilang bagong Commission on Elections o COMELEC Commissioner kapalit ni Augusto Lagman. Ayon kay Presidential Spokesperson Edwin Lasierda, pinirmahan ng Pangulo ang appointment ni Padaca noon pang September 28 at magtatapos ang termino nito sa 2018. Papalitan nito si Lagman matapos hindi ito kumpirmahin ng Commission on Appointments o CA. Si Padaca ay isang dating broadcaster at nagwaging gobernador ng Isabela noong 2004. Sinubukan ring makapanayam ng DZUP si Padaca ngunit tumanggi itong magbigay ng pahayag. Sa ibang balita, niyaring ng magnitude 5.4 na lindol ang ilang lugar sa Zamboanga del Norte, gayon din sa Zamboanga City kaninang alas 2 ng hapon. Ayon ito sa Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology o PHIVOLC. Batay sa datos ng PHIVOLC, namataan ang sentro ng lindol sa layong 10 kilometro ng Sergio Osmeña Sr. Zamboanga del Norte. Intensity 3 naman ang naitala sa Zamboanga City. Nagbabala ang PHIVOLC sa mga residente sa naturang lugar na maging alerto sa mga posibleng aftershocks matapos ang nangyaring pagyanig. At yan po ang mga balita sa oras na ito. Susunod na ang Lab Kong Sports. Ako po si Edgy Uyanguren para sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
DZUP Balita.
Narito na ang isang oras ng umaatikabong kinetika. Lab Kong Sports. Ang talakayang pampalakasan, puwera bulahan.
Magandang hapon mga teammates. Ayan, alas 5 na naman. At syempre dahil Martes ngayon, oras na para sa Love Ko ang Sports. Magandang hapon po. Ito po si classmate, teammate Bianca.
Ito naman po si teammate Ariel.
At ako po si teammate Rocco.
This is teammate James.
And teammate Michael.
Ay, naks! O, di ba? Vivo yung mga guests natin ngayon. Hindi pa nga natin napapakilala.
Hindi pa na-introduce. Nagsasalita na. Ayan ang gusto ko.
Nakikil ko na yung energy. Pero ayan, nawibisa natin si teammate Ronnie na tagal nang di nagpaparamdam dito sa Lab Ko ang Sports. Teammate Ariel,
Oo nga, busy. Siguro mahirap talaga maging dekano.
Oo nga. Siyempre yan, dekano nga siya ng College of Human Kinetics ang naghahandog sa inyo ng programang ito. At ayun nga, kada Martes, kada 5 to 6 p.m. Kaya tutok lang po dito, isang oras po tayo ng kwentuhan. At katulad nga ng sabi kanina, may mga guest tayo dito sa loob ng booth. At ano ba ang ating pag-uusapan or ano ba ang i-feature natin dahil nga nag-feature tayo ng iba't ibang mga varsity teams ng UP. Ngayon, special na naman at champions din.
Yan. Teammate Bianca, ang ating panauhin sa araw na ito. Walang iba kundi yung mga malalakas manadyak at sumipa. Ito yung ating men's football team.
Tama. At saktong-sakto yung clue nyo last week, teammate Ariel. Kung yung last week, ang pinag-usapan natin ay swimming sa tubig, ngayon, sa lupa.
Sa lupa.
Oo, saktong-sakto. Pero ngayon din, last episode na ni teammate Rojo, kaya yay, dapat dumaldal siya ngayon. Kaya episode na ito. Pero yun, bago muna ang lahat. Speaking of swimming, meron tayong mga konting balita dito. So, sports balita muna tayo.
Sports Recap!
Alright, start muna tayo sa UAAP updates. Lady Maroons ng UPVSD nagtagumpay na makamit ang four-peat. Sa pang-apat na pagkakataon ay muling nakamit ng Lady Maroons ang kampyonato ng UAAP swimming event sa score na 568 points. Sinundan sila ng Lady Eagles at LaSalle Lady Archers sa second at third place. Nakagawa rin ng panibagong record ang mga Lady Maroons na sina Whitney D., Tiara Tudio, Denise Cordero at Tin Hipo sa 400-meter medley sa oras na 4 minutes and 39.97 seconds. Ito na ang panlabing tatlong kampyonato ng Lady Maroons kung saan nakuha naman ni Delia Cordero ang Rookie MVP Award. Samantala, nakuha naman ng Maroons ang ikatlong pwesto sa men's division matapos makuha ng Blue Eagles ang kanilang kauna-unahang kampyonato na sinunda naman ng Green Archers sa ikalawang pwesto. Nakuha naman ng Maroon and Lady Judokas ng UP Judo ang ikalawang pwesto sa parehong men and women's division sa UAAP Judo event. At magtutuos naman sa finals ang Ateneo Blue Eagles at UST Growling Tigers sa pagtatapos ng men's basketball season ng UAAP Season 75. Huling nakapasok ang UST sa finals noong taong 2006 kung saan nakalaban at natalo nila ang Ateneo. So sila rin ulit ang maglalaban para sa game na ito after 6 years. Anyway, our next sports item, Philippine Sports Commission magbubukas ng regional training centers. Ayon kay PSC Chairman Richie Garcia, nais nilang magbukas ng regional training centers sa Bacolod, Zamboanga City, Davao del Norte, Santa Cruz, Laguna, Lingayen at Ilocos Norte. Ito raw ay para bigyan ng mas maraming oportunidad ang mga may potensyal na maging miyembro ng national team para sa mga international competitions sa hinaharap. Sa pamamagitan daw ng pagtatayo ng regional training centers, mas magkakaroon ng oportunidad ang mga di masyadong kilalang atletang magpakitang gilas para sa palarong pambansa, Philippine National Games o Batang Pinoy nang hindi lumalayo sa kanilang mga sariling tahanan. Dito rin daw ay mabibigyan ang mga di kilalang atleta ng oportunidad na lumaban katapat ang mga national athletes sa isang qualifying event kung saan may patas na oportunidad para sa lahat. At huling balita for today, Global at Kaya laban sa Passer Guard at Green Archers United unang magtutuos sa pagbubukas ng bagong season ng United Football League. Pangungunahan ni Phil German Dennis Santos Wolf, member ng Ascals na nagpapanalo sa Team Philippines sa Peace Cup noong weekend, ang Global na siyang team to beat sa pagbukas ng UFL ngayong alas 5 ng hapon. Matapos daw ang 99 years ay nakapag-uwi ang Team Philippines ng kauna-unahang international title sa pamamagitan ng 4 na goals ni Wolf sa nabanggit na Peace Cup. Samantala, makakaharap naman ng Kaya sa pangunguna ni Ali Borromeo na nagbabalik mula sa kanyang ACL injury at ang Green Archers United mamayang alas 7 ng gabi. Inaasahan na mas lalakas pa ang depensa ng Kaya dahil sa pagbabalik ni Borromeo. So, ayan po ang ating sports updates for today.
Yan. Teammate Bianca, gusto ko lang balikan yung nangyari dun sa swimming event.
Mm-hmm.
Ako'y natutuwa. Yes, I was there 4 days sa Tres Los Baños at natutuwa ako dahil hindi lang yung record ng ating relay team. Actually, 26 UAAP records were broken during that meet.
Wow.
So, merong records from Ateneo, UST, but basta lahat ng kalahok dun, we broke 26 UAAP records. And mukhang maganda dahil it seems by next year, we are going to get both men and women Dahil lahat ng ating mga nagre-residency sa lalaki ay makakalangoy next year. So expect that we might get double championship by next year.
Magandang balita. And excited na tayo for next year. Hindi pa nga nagtatapos ang season.
Yeah, excited na ako.
Oo, at syempre congrats din sa mga ibang nag-place pa yun na
yes,
ating judo team.
Sa judo team, second, they improved a lot because the men's team na dati nag-champion din, medyo nagkaroon ng slump for how many years. All they got was fourth. Mm-hmm. But this year, naka-second sila. So sa akin, malaking improvement yan. And so with the judo team. The judo team ng women's used to be a 5-peat champion. Mm-hmm. Nagkaroon din ng slump, pero now slowly umaakyat sila. So I'm Pabalik. Expecting more from them.
Ako, excited na yata tayo for season 76. Oh. Pero ayun, at alam ko kakatapos lang din ng table tennis.
Hindi pa tapos. Yeah, may playoffs pa this coming Wednesday and Thursday.
Sa Ateneo Blue Eagle
Ateneo
Gym.
Blue Eagle Gym.
So, punta po tayo. Go support the teams.
Yan. Supposedly, meron kaming inimbita na player ng mga table tennis team. Natin. Pero mukhang hindi makarating. Baka traffic dito sa UP. But anyway, in his behalf and kay Coach Oski, I would like to ask for moral support sa mga nakikinig if we can all go to the Ateneo Blue Eagle Gym to support them. May game sila on Wednesday and on Thursday. Eh, yun ang mga mabibigat dahil I think that will be the finals on Thursday.
Alright, so take note, hindi pa po tapos ang mga games ng ating mga paddlers. So support po tayo. Malapit lang yan. Isang jeep lang yan mula dito sa UP. So punta po tayo. Anyway, ayun, balik tayo sa ating pag-uusapan today na tungkol nga sa football team ng UP. Pero bago yun, kung may questions po kayo, saan sila tatawag, teammate Ariel? pwede silang tumawag sa?
Pwede silang tumawag sa
503-5038-288
and cellphone number 0927-220-8332.
Ayun. Again, 503-8288 o di kaya tumawag or mag-text sa 0927-220-8332 and of course, visit our official website dzup.org at syempre, pwedeng-pwede pong sumali sa aming kwentuhan dahil sa DZUP 1602 kasali ka. Pwede kang mag-log on sa dzup.weebly.com at doon ay may links po sa ating Facebook, Twitter at YouTube at kung ano-ano pang social networking sites. At meron ding chat box, so feel free to type in your comments, questions. Ito na, igigrill natin itong mga miyembro na football team na ito. So, ano na ba? Start na ba tayo ng ating kwentuhan tungkol sa football?
Before I start, I'd take the opportunity to introduce them. So, we have with us here there this afternoon, James Mendoza and Michael Sims. Pareho pong miyembro ng ating men's football team. Say hi.
Hello.
anong year and course?
Yan.
Third year BA Political Science. Mm-hmm.
Fourth year BA Political Science also.
Ayan na, hindi. Ito yung hindi lang yung taga human kinetics ah. Talagang kahit sino pwede.
Mga future lawyers. Malalakas sumipa.
So, ano masasabi niyo sa ano? Sa cybercrime? Oh, hindi, joke lang. Nag-ibang topic bigla. So, ayun, kasama natin si teammate James at si teammate Michael. So, paano ba natin sisimulan itong mag-grill na ito?
Siguro I'd like to ask this dahil ang UP is medyo normally malakas on the second semester sports. At ang isa dun sa mga sports na yun, ang football. So maybe you could give us a brief history ng ano ba ang football team natin dito sa UP.
Wala talaga akong specific years kung ilan yung kung anong year nag-champion or ano. Pero I know 16 overall and as of now the current team is back-to-back champions. Yun lang naman, teammate.
So, 16 strong years. Oh, 16 years intermittently they have been champions. Sila'y back-to-back champion. Defending.
I'm sorry, 16 titles pala.
16 titles. Yes. So, and then back-to-back and you are defending your champions. Crown and title this year. Wow, go three-peat.
Three-peat.
Parang pep squad.
Actually, lucky charm naman yung pep squad.
Ganon, di lahat kayo magpapakalbo rin.
Pag nag-champion yung pep squad, possible na mag-champion rin. Sana kami.
Hindi kasi ako as a spectator. As a spectator talaga yung perspective ko. Naalala ko last year nung football season na yung mga tao sa Facebook, parang talagang pep, ano, parang cheer dance time ulit. Parang, ayun na, may football game, punood tayo guys. Parang ganun, yung grabe mag-promote at grabe yung moral support. Nafe-feel niya ba yun? Yung from... Ako, hindi pa ako nakakanood. Yuck. Hindi pa ako nakakanood. Pero yung mga friends ko, oo. Oh. Ayun, nahuli tuloy ako. Ayun. Pero, ano ba? More about the team ko muna tayo or like, sila muna? Ano bang gusto nating...
Siguro sila muna. Igisa muna natin
sige, gisa sila. Muna natin sila. Pero bago natin sila igisa, yan. Kailangan muna natin mag-time check. Papainitin na. Papaihahang muna natin okay. Yan. Okay. Time check muna tayo.
Ang oras natin ay 15 minuto makaraan ng ikalima ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcasters ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Para sa matinong usapan, para sa maulat na bayan, DZUP sa 1602.
Tunog at tinig,
tula at titig,
pulso at pintig,
daloy at himig,
dangal at pasimig.
Tunog at tinig ng Pilipinong tugtugin.
Ang Tunog at Tinig ay isang pangradyong music magazine hatid ng UP College of Music. Maririnig tuwing Miyerkules ikalima ng hapon dito sa DZUP. Kasali ka.
Paano kung ang bawat tawa, bawat salita, at bawat musika ay biglang mawawala at hindi mo na maririnig pa? Kakayanin mo ba? Hindi sila iba sa atin, kaya wag natin silang maliitin. Let's speak out for deaf empowerment. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Will he love me when I lose weight? I have to look good to be noticed. You can never be too thin. I feel worthless!
Do you think I'm fat?
Don't ignore the signs. Help those with eating disorders.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Narito na ang isang oras ng umatikabong kinetika. Love ko ang sports. Ang talakayang pampalakasan, puwera bulahan.
Pagbabalik natin sa Love ko ang sports, ito po si teammate Ariel.
Ako si teammate Bianca.
Ako po si teammate Rocco.
At kasama pa rin natin mga teammates natin mula sa UP football teams.
Teammate Michael.
Teammate James.
Ayun, nata.
Pwede na, talagang hindi microphone siya. Okay.
Sa bola nga, hindi natatakot. Sa mikropono pa.
Ayan, yan ang football team.
Mga champions natin. Ah,
teammate Bianca, baka gusto mong gisahin na yung ating dalawang panahon.
Para malamig kasi dito sa booth ngayon, kailangan painitin. Joke lang mo. So, start tayo. Kanina, na-mention nga na. Ano muna? About the players muna before okay. The team.
Okay.
Kasi, ayun.
Sige.
So, ito ang tanong ko. Natanong ko na kanina off-air. Kailan ang unang sipa? Kailan kayo? What got you started with football?
For me, football wasn't a popular sport. So, back in my old school, in grade school, I used to play basketball. Even the coach recruited me for the varsity team for grade 6 for basketball. Kaso my parents, they moved me to another school which was football. So, started there. Hindi ako marunong mag-football. All I knew was how to kick the ball. That's it. But that school in Cebu called Parif Springdale was only in football. So I had to do whatever they had to do. I had to get a personal trainer. A year after, I got in the national team.
Wow.
So, sabi ko, after this, tuloy-tuloy na lang to. And I never expected to play football in college, pero ayun nga, napasok ko sa team. Luckily, I got in the team, and I'm on my fourth year now and enjoying football. And actually, I love how football is getting popular here in Philippines. Mm-hmm. And that's how to make the long story short.
So, mula sa love sa sports.
Yeah.
Kasi niya yan. Anyway, ayun nga ang kwento ni teammate James. Si teammate Michael naman.
Dugo ilong ko dun, ha? Anyway, maybe because it's in my blood. Mm-hmm. Kasi I'm a Jamaican Filipino. Yeah,
from
my
Jamaica.
Dad's Jamaican and my mom's Filipina. I started at the age of 11.
Mm-hmm.
Dun lang actually sa village namin.
Sipa.
I have a childhood friend na who joined his school in the varsity team. And parang na-introduce sa amin. Well, my dad wanted me to play football. I mean, basketball. But, alam mo yun, nilalaro mo pero hindi ka content or something. But when I tried football, I found my skill in it. And, yun. And luckily, merong mabait na coach biglang nag-open ng football training to us. Open football training sa malapit lang na school sa amin. And then, a private school in front of that school. Recruited, I opened a sport which is football and got our coach. So everyone na kinoach nung coach namin, kinuha. So my football career started when I was grade 6 talaga.
Medyo pareho, no? Parehong grade 6 at parehong matagal-tagal na training.
Yeah.
Ay, pareho din sa story. Pero ayun, ito hindi natutungkol sa inyo. Ano lang to? Medyo bobo knowledge lang. Ano ba ang difference ng soccer at football?
Yeah.
Well, kasi parang dati, play tayong soccer, tapos maya-maya, football na ngayon. Ha? Football? As in yung parang American football? Ano to?
Okay. Actually, ito nakakatawa eh. Kasi although sa Europe, football yung tawag nila. Pero don't you know, sila rin nag-invento ng word na soccer nung inintroduce nila to sa United States. Kasi may debate dati na in the history, yung football kasi parang ano, kasi nga sipa ng kamay. I mean, sorry, sipa ng paa. Sipa ng kamay tuloy.
Okay.
Sipa ng paa. Tapos, well, nagkaroon sila ng, yung USA also invented a sport which is they called football, the American football na gamit yung
huddle.
Yung kamay, 'di ba? So nagkaroon ng debate doon why ganito ganyan ganyan. So doon actually nag-start doon na para may label yung football, American football and the soccer. So actually yung nagpauso ng soccer na yan is the United States na. Pero yung football talaga, the word football is the football, the soccer is from Europe.
Wow, I've learned something new today. Ah, nice, nice. Another bobo knowledge or question. Just a curious question. Kasi di ba football, soccer players or football players, they use their legs, lower body. Do you guys work out by your upper body for ano, for soccer?
You want to?
Yes, the upper body is very important for all athletes actually. Because we need to have body contact with different players, and without that body contact, we become weak players. So most of the people make an impression that football players have big legs. But if you notice European football, most of those players are massive and big. So very important yung ano, workout for the upper body.
Actually, whole body kami.
Yeah, whole body.
Yeah.
Kasi hindi yung basta-basta sila.
Yeah, totoo yan. For any other sport, actually, the body is very important kasi yan ang core natin. You cannot kick the ball hard if your core is not that strong.
We're not saying that it's ano, we need the big body, but if you have a bigger body, it's a bigger advantage or better advantage for you as a player or athlete.
Pala yun. Kaya pala sila malalaki.
Yeah, also sa position namin sa game. Yeah. Like me, I play, now this season I'll be playing center midfield. So kailangan ko ng mas body contact.
What does the center midfield do exactly?
Basically, it's like the heart of the team in the game. It's like the point guard in basketball. Yeah, we dictate the play, we make the play like that. So if the midfielder is inefficient, sabog yung team. So it's really complicated position.
So teammate Michael, ang position mo midfield.
Yes, coach.
Si teammate yes, James ay...
Striker.
Wow, striker.
So what does the striker do?
He strikes.
Well, defense strikers have different roles in the team. For my role, I'm there to hold the ball and then to distribute it to the midfielders. But for other strikers who are a lot quicker and faster, they're there to score some goals and to make some penetration runs.
Parang nai-imagine ko na yung game sa head ko.
Another bobo question.
go for it.
Because I'm really curious about soccer. I just see it on TV. Oh, wow. I mean, it looks hard talaga. It seems interesting. How hard is it to score a goal? Kasi, di ba, like, they go back and forth. Doesn't it?
Just get two
yeah,
goals.
I mean, just get... When I see the score, it's like 1-0, 2-0. Like, how hard is it? What does it take just to get a goal?
It takes teamwork, a lot of teamwork. Because without the team, you can't score a goal. Because you have to also to defend the goal, other than scoring the goal. Teammate.
It's about being creative inside the field. For me, it's like trial and error. So Matt, there are problem solving inside. There are solutions. It will practice you actually mentally, like your awareness and everything. And kaya most, I don't know if most of the football player, pero, well, my experience in our team, masyadong practical mag-isip yung mga football teammates ko. Kasi in the game nga, we practiced, we are developed to be creative-minded in the sport. So, the score or the goal is our success, if ever. So, parang, nakauno ka sa class or something.
ano ba yung ano record nyo na most goals? Nalala ko kanyan, like in a game.
Siguro pinakataas ko lang is sa team natin.
Team.
Yeah. Last season I only scored one. Pero iba yung feeling pag naka-score ka na ng one. Kahit
kaya
one lang.
Celebrate ibang kaya pa nag-celebrate mga ibang soccer players. Talaga naghubad pa ng t-shirt after. Talagang well-earned, no? Hard-earned.
May term pa ata silang ginagamit na pag naka-score ka, you are considered the hero. Parang ganun.
Something kasi, like that. Pero like nowadays, mas tinitingnan yung the passer kung paano naka-goal yung isang player.
Kasi everything counts.
Yon. Kasi yeah. Teammate Bianca, sa field, you have 11 players. Sa basketball, all you have is 5 on the court. Sa kanila.
Mas marami yung pasahan.
Ang malaki yung field. Yon. Yun nga.
I've tried to play around lang sa soccer field sa Los Baños. Tapos ang grabe, isang stretch na parang after, pagka-reach ka na sa kamila. Sobra yung panting ko. How about you, teammate James? Most goals that you have
scored.
Last season, I haven't scored any goal.
Pero kasi striker ka, you pass the ball around. Anyway, ito, may mga chismis questions tayo from chismis studio questions. Goal niyo ba ang makasali sa Azcals bilang, yun nga, isa sila sa nagpa-popularize ng football sa Philippines? Paano, may ganun bang goal? Or not?
No, I don't think I have that goal. I have different direction in life,
May different direction in life.
Or would you like to maybe coach after your career or just hang it up already after? How about you?
Well, for me, siguro to be the Azcals will be a credit, siguro. Pero not dreaming of it though. Kasi para sa akin, prioritize ko yung academics.
No plans to go pro talaga?
Doesn't mean no plans, pero if I have the chance though, after priority. I graduate maybe, siguro, yun. Coaching naman, I'm actually coaching right now sa Claret and Benedictine International School and UERM there.
Yuping UP. Mga sagot.
Pero
natatawa sa second question.
But we have to ask because it's posted there. Cheesiest question tayo yun. Ito, known kasi ang daming mga sikat na football players na hot. Mm-hmm. Diba? So lahat daw ba ng football players hot? Sila talaga yung tatanungin natin. Parang ginudge nila yung sarili nila.
Saka,
okay, sino nagtanong nito?
Saka yung term na hot? Hot in terms of what?
Hot in terms of? hindi masagot ang mga nagtanong. Oo, kasi David Beckham at okay, tatanungin natin sila.
Tanungin natin.
Kaya niyo bang sagutin yan?
Kaya.
Kaya.
Dahil, alam mo mga football players, we train hard, so we get a hot body talaga.
Naku, baka may pumila na sa labas ng DZUP just to get a glimpse of our players. Pero ayan, di ba? Okay yung grilling natin sa first part. Pero ayun, kailangan na muna natin mag-break, so time check muna tayo.
Ang oras natin ay 30 minuto makaraan ng ikalima ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcasters ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
DZUP 1602, kasali ka. Para sa matinong usapan, para sa maulat na bayan, DZUP sa 1602.
Sali na sa kwentuhan, bidahan at usapan ngayong araw ng Martes dito sa DZUP 1602. Alamin ang mga latest events at happenings dito sa La Quachica. Pagsapit ng alas 10 ng umaga, pagsapit ng alas 11, tara, tugtugan na dito sa Talatugtugan. Radio Bliss Servicio, di lang sa empleyado, kundi everybody sa community ang handog sa inyo ng Rose at Your Service. Pagsapit ng alas 12 ng tanghali. Pagsapit ng alauna ng hapon, pakinig na sa talakayan tungkol sa usapang Islam at kulturang Muslim dito sa Salam Radio. Makinig at makilahok sa tunay na boses ng mamamayan sa Sali na Bayan tuwing alas 2 ng hapon. Siksik ng mga balita'y tututukan, pag-uusapan at pupuntuhan tuwing alas 3 ng hapon sa may punto ka dyan. Dahil ang kalusugan mo'y mahalaga, makinig na sa Health Matters. Pagsapit ng alas 4 ng hapon, usapang pampalakasan, puwerabulahan. Sa alas 5 ng hapon, ang hatid sa inyo ng Labco ang Sports. Alamin kung ang media ba ay bida o kontrabida dito lang sa Usapang Media pagsapit ng alas 6 ng gabi. At pagsapit ng alas 7 ng gabi, makigulot makitawa kasama ang coolest barkada on air, ang Tropang Radio. Punong-puno ng kaalaman ang inyong Martes basta nakatutok dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
May nakatutok na baril sa ulo mo. Ilang segundo na lang, puputok na to. Mamatay ka bang masaya? Kontento ka na ba sa naging buhay mo? 3, 2, pasalamat ka at hindi yun totoo. Kaibigan, don't take life for granted. Bawat segundo, bawat kilos pahalagahan. Tunay bang maligaya ka sa ginagawa mo ngayon?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Narito na ang isang oras ng umatikabong kinetika. Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pampalakasan, puwera bulahan.
Pagbabalik po natin sa ating programang Love Kong Sports. Ito po si teammate Ariel.
Ako po si teammate Rocco.
Teammate Michael.
And teammate James.
Medyo nag-break lang si teammate Bianca.
Pero ito na siya.
But anyway, kanina napag-usapan natin personally why they started at napili nila ang larong football. Ngayon siguro, since the two of them are from Poli-Sci, isang kursong mahirap din sa UP, what does it take to be a football player and at the same time a student? Maybe in
UP student.
UP student.
UP Poli-Sci.
UP Poli-Sci student. Yan. Okay, so what does it take? Maybe you can answer by shedding us light na ano ba talaga ang training nyo, how many times a week, and your akads.
Of course, apart from football, sobrang hirap talaga ng Poli-Sci. And of course, the training, it's our training sa men's football team is really not easy. And actually, we don't have the privilege to spend time during Christmas with our families kasi instead of having fun with our family, we train. And especially right now, yung season namin starts on December.
December.
Yeah, December 5 actually is our first game against UE. Anyway, going back, pagiging estudyante ng UP and pagiging athlete is not really easy. It's about time management though. But you will make many sacrifices. Like me, siguro one of my sacrifices are yung proper rest siguro, in which all athletes should have proper 8 hours sleep. Mm-hmm. Pero siguro ako masaya na ako maka 4 hours, 5 hours because of my studies that I have to attend to actually. After every end of the day, ganun, I have many readings, so I have to study. And maybe pares lang yun kay teammate James. I don't know with teammate James though. Pero about me, it's all about time management. Ganun lang.
Yeah, teammate Mike, siguro matanong ko, anong oras ba ang inyong training? Kasi alam ko, madilim pa. Marami akong nakikita nandun sa may oval.
Yun lang. Our training starts 5:30 or 6 or 5:45. Yun.
Wow, so, that intense. So,
We end 8:30 or 9 or
wow,
yeah, 9:30.
Every day to?
Yes, every day. Pero pag malayo pa yung season or uni games, 3 times a week or 4 times a week.
So now I think it's every day.
Yeah, most probably.
Still not. Wow. That's no joke. So now that you mentioned that your training's intense, what kind of training do you guys do? Do you guys do a lot of running or what, weights or?
All sorts of training. We do running, we do weights, do scrimmage. Ano pa, Mike?
Cardio. Pero yung running namin, di lang basta-basta running. Yung running na talagang isusuka mo yung...
Para outrunning yourself every time. Yeah.
Talagang namamatay ka after training. Wow. You feel tired when you go into the classroom, pagod na pagod ka.
Oh, tulog.
Yung professors mo, ano ba nangyari sa'yo? Bakit ganun yung itsura mo? Galing mo kasi yung
5:30. Nananaginip pa ako noon. 5:30 ng umaga.
Wow, ibang tao, kakauwi pa lang na.
That's why they say in sa football team, talagang we learn discipline here. So we get to wake up early. Talagang we're on time all the time.
Pero for me, if you would ask me if afternoon or morning trainings, I would rather choose the morning trainings. Kasi you have a lot of appointments during the afternoon or mga lakad. So it's good to start with the day with the training na lang.
Exercise ka na agad.
Pero nakapagod talaga. No joke.
Also, mas healthy kung sa morning yung exercise talaga. Parang you start with the day with working out. Ganun. And with all those vitamin nutrients makukuha mo from the sun, especially we are football. Ayan.
Pero di ba merong mga nagtitrain din minsan ng hapon? Di ba John?
Yeah, the women's team actually. Hapon sila.
Ayan. Sila ang early bird. Yung women's yung ano panggabi. Ako, I have one gayaan ko si Timitro ko. Bobo question.
Okay. Number 4.
Bobo question. Because we have this mentality, kasabihan to sa laro eh. Pag ang team nananalo, magagaling ang player. Pag yung team natatalo, mahina ang coach at hindi marunong. Ano bang masasabi nyo dun sa ano na yun? When the team is good,
okay, yung they players. Win.
Okay, the players are good. But when the team loses, the coach is no good.
Parang laging yung coach yung natitira na, no, mali yung style niya lang pagmamanage.
That's why, I'd like to ask, that's a bobo question. That's normally what I keep on hearing from other people. I don't know if it's true.
What do you think about that?
Sa football team naman, kapag natatalo yung team, yung mali dyan, yung players. Kasi, nung mga tinuturo ni coach, it's been tested and proven eh. So, kapag di nasusunod yung mga ginagawa namin for na sinasabi ni coach, talagang natatalo kami. Diba?
And I guess, Pero hindi, feeling ko po kasi, diba, they were emphasizing kanina na teamwork talaga. So, teamwork. If pangit yung teamwork nila, sabog yung game nila.
Siguro yung mga ganun, I won't call it a bobo question though, because it's like, normal naman sa Pinoy, pag natatalo, ganun sinasabi.
Blame fingers.
Pero, as usual. Pero, to give a heads up for everyone, this goes also to any team sport. Actually, for me, it's not just about the player or the coach. It's about being creative inside the game. Especially in football, it's about creativity. It's about the beauty of the game. We don't care how many scores that team made. Mm-mm. It's about the creativity. It's about the beauty. So the coach will give everything, every tactics to win, every lahat. But then when you're inside the field, it's not about the coach anymore. It's about yourself. It's about you being creative inside the field. It's about you to handle situations, hard situations. Yun, yung mga struggles na ma-encounter mo, paano lulusutan yun? Ganun. And yung second will mo, especially pag pagod ka na, how will you overcome that? And for us, UP players, or yeah, the UP men's football team, that's what we are trying to beat. The tiredness inside the field, na kaya sobrang intense talaga ng training namin. Kasi compared to the other teams talaga, technically, individually, mas magaling talaga. I would say mas magaling talaga ibang teams. Pero what make us better than them is that we're good as a team and we're good when it comes to second wheel. So, yun, that's one thing I am proud of the UP men's football team.
So, yung football, hindi lang puro pasikat, di puro lakas or speed. So, talagang you really learn a lot of life lessons like what teammate Mike just mentioned, no? So, since that you guys mentioned that how this sport is hard. Do you have any? I asked this also with the other team last week. Do you have any tips for those guys who are into soccer or who are willing to get into soccer?
Love the game. Play it because you love it. Don't play it because you have to play it. That's it.
Yeah, actually related to that. Actually, sasabihin ko. Pero yun. Because you'll siguro kung talented ka, you will excel in that sport kahit you don't love it. Pero iba talaga pag if you love it. Kasi you will be more creative actually eh. And parang mag-explore ka pa kasi you love it. Pero ginagawa mo lang dahil papogi ka or ganun-ganun. Walang mangyayari sa iyo. Gusto mo lang maging hot like the question a while ago. walang mangyayari sa iyo. Hindi ka mag-improve doon.
Mga teammates, nakikinig lang ako sa sagot ni teammate Mike pero parang medyo naiiyak ako dun sa ano niya. Parang nakikita natin ang kanyang dedication. And maybe I think that goes for everybody in the football team. So I guess kung ganun ang attitude at ang pananaw ng bawat isa sa team nyo, eh, talagang force to be reckoned with. Now, we're going for three-peat. Sino ba ang inyong mainit na kalaban dyan sa UAAP?
Rival.
Yeah. Mm. Actually, we consider all mainit na kalaban. Pero above all, siguro masabi ko, FEU. They're really good. Really good. Yung high school team nila, dominating talaga sa UAAP. And yung coach nila talagang magaling. And individually na pagaling nilang players. Alam ko yan personally because most of the players there are from Davao City and province pa ng Davao. And when the first time I saw them, hindi sila ganun kagaling. Pero napagaling sila ng coach ng FEU. And when we had two tune-up match with the high school team, talo kami. Yeah, talo kami. Talagang magaling. Ganun sila kagaling. So, and based on my experience last season, mas napagod ako sa game against FEU kaysa ibang games. As in, talagang second wheel na lang lahat na crumbs na pero fight pa rin, ganun. FEU, sobrang hirap. And also UST, yun, mahirap rin na.
Pero teammate Michael, hindi ba this year meron ng football team ang NU?
Yeah, actually malakas rin ng NU because
bagong
yung sport, I'm sorry, yung kilala ko rin yung players. Some were picked from the NCAA, which is Arellano team, and they picked yung magaling na players, but yung mga maglalaro, most na maglalaro are also from the province of Davao, na and their coach is also from the province of Davao, kaya kilala ko rin yung mga players na magaling. And nung summer when I went home and played for Davao team, nakalaban ko rin sila and in the Suzuki Cup, under 23 Cup. So yun, malakas rin yung NU, hindi rin, wala rin ako masabi sa team nila.
By the way, kasi this coming October 22 to 28,
ang ating football team as well as the other teams we have in UP are all going to Bacolod to participate in the university games. And normally, yun ay parang preparatory competition before your UAAP. So, last year, pang ilan ba tayo sa Uni Games?
Fourth. Last year.
Tayo.
Fourth, yeah.
Kaya.
Bigla nagtawanan sila, parang may ibig sabihin niyo.
Kaya ibig sabihin na.
Hindi rin ganun kadali yung Uni Games. Mga kalaban mo doon, mga galing rin sa buong
Philippines. Kasi Uni Games is parang national. And most of the teams that participate are those coming from the Visayas and Mindanao region. Malalakas yung mga yun, mga Bisaya, mga Ilonggo.
Ako, kaya nga, dapat nyo abangan dito sa lab ko. Lab ko ang sports ko, ano yung magiging updates dun sa University Games na yan. Ako, dahil I'm sure magiging updated tayo. Pero, mamaya na natin pag-usapan yan, mga teammates, kasi kailangan na ulit natin mag-time check.
Ang oras natin ay 45 minuto makaraan ng ikalima ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kabisanan ng mga Broadcasters ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Para sa matinong usapan, para sa maulat na bayan, DZUP sa 1602. Kasali ka, kasali ka, DZUP para sa maulat na bayan, dito kasali ka.
Narinig mo na ba ang balita?
Oo!
Nabasa mo na ba ang dyaryo?
Siyempre!
E napanood mo na ba ang show?
Naman!
Pero alam mo ba ang mga isyong nasa likod nito? Para malaman mo, makinig na sa Usapang Media tuwing Martes alas 6 ng gabi dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Wala kayo sa school ko! Umambun lang, wala nang pasok! Humangi lang na malakas! Wala nang pasok. Pag tumirik ang araw, wala na rin pasok. Wala kasi kaming classroom. Matututo pa kaya akong magbasa?
With 10 pesos, you can help build his classroom. Sign up at www.10moves.org. 10 Moves, 10,000 silid-aralan, 10 piso lang. A public service announcement by 10 Moves, the KBP, and this station.
Anak, samahan mo nga ako sa supermarket. Kailangan ko ng tagabuhat.
Sige po, ma. Kunin ko lang yung susi ng kotse.
Wag na, anak. Sayang pa sa gasolina. Kaya namang lakarin yung supermarket.
Eh, ma. Para hindi na po tayo mahirapan.
Okay lang, anak. Maglakad na lang tayo. Exercise ko rin to, eh.
Kung kayang lakarin, lakarin na lang. Tipid ka na sa gasolina, na exercise ka pa. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Kaya kong unahin gumawa ng homework kahit gustong-gusto ko nang maglaro ng computer games.
Kaya kong manatili sa iisang lane at sumunod sa traffic light kahit nagmamadali ako. Kaya kong tumawid sa tamang tawiran kahit gaano pa kataas ang aakyatin kong footbridge.
Kaya kong regular na magbayad ng buwis kahit napakaliit ng sahod ko.
Maliliit na mga bagay pero malaki ang may tutulong sa pag-unlad ng bansa. Ikaw, anong kaya mong gawin para sa Pilipinas? Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Narito na ang isang oras ng umatikabong kinetika. Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pampalakasan, puwera bulahan!
Magandang hapon, magbabalik ang Love ko ang sports. Ako po si teammate Rocco.
Ako si teammate Bianca.
Teammate Ariel.
Teammate Michael.
Teammate James.
There you go. Yeah. Mga teammates natin mula sa football team ng UP. Ayun, ang champion team. At ayun nga, nagbabalik tayo sa ating last segment. Ang bilis-bilis ng oras
ngayon.
At parang uminit na dito sa loob ng booth. Mainit na usapan. Pero ayun na nga, kanina, dami na nating napag-usapan about training, about your football dreams or whatever. Ayun, ano naman yung ano? Mga hardships na na-encounter nyo when it comes to football. Like, within the game, say, obstacles from winning.
Yeah, siguro ano.
Aside from the players, from the
players. Within a game, highly heated match between, let's say, whatever school is that. And then, If I'm there, I would see your coach shouting at the top of his voice. Na minsan di ko na maintindihan. Nagagalit na. So how do you cope up na ganun? I mean, for example, second half, lamang ang kalaban ng one goal. So how do you cope up? That's pressure. Eh.
For me, you have to keep it positive and you have to keep it constructive. Because the more we shout and shout, it's gonna destroy one player's game. Eh. Masisira yung laro niya. So we have to help each one out. And with that, we have to build, take it one step at a time. And then from there, tuloy-tuloy na yun. Ano, teammate Mike, ano masabi mo?
Well, my experience, kung si Coach Anto laging sumisigaw, pero natural naman yun para sa mga coach, actually, for me. And parang kami, sanay na rin kami. Pero the thing is, we don't put down each other. Parang we're highly encouraged to yun, keep, parang encourage your teammates. Parang you consider yourself as a good player if you, kung nagawa mong mapagaling yung isang player sa loob ng game. Ganon yung parang motto namin. Parang kaya nga last season, may actually may motto kami na ano eh, play together. The two word ng TWO, ng number two, and together, dash together. We had that motto. Kasi parang we play, we're better as a team. And siguro, going back to the question about hardship sa game, if lamang ng isa yung team, usually, natural reaction of a human or siguro ng Pinoy pag nalalamangan na, oy, natataranta, ganun, ganun. But as UP player, we still maintain composure. Parang nag-compose pa rin kami. We still stick to the plan na we believe na ganito yung way para mabawi natin. Kasi we have to be mature inside the game eh. Kasi kung nascoren ka, it's not ibig sabihin na hindi magaling yung team nyo or something. Parang may mali. So, kailangan lang ayusin yung mali and bumawi. Ganun lang kami sa team.
What I'm getting from teammate Michael's answer, may kakaibang pressure dahil UP team kayo. May ganun ba? Or as a, dahil UP player kayo?
Meron actually. Kasi talagang seryosohan kami sa loob ng, ano eh, ng team. And even when it comes to discipline, sobrang strict kami doon. Even us, actually, we are seniors na kami, and we're also disciplining the yung mga freshmen and sophomores and up. Yun. Yun, stricto kami talaga sa team, and especially training times. Hindi kami basta-basta tumatanggap ng mga unnecessary excuses na kung bakit di naka-train.
So, teammate Bianca, parang ang team nila, everything really emanates from the coach, pero pag kahit wala yung coach, sila-sila.
Brotherhood.
It's sort of a brotherhood. Even to the point that they always want to maintain yung reputation na we are UP. Ang hirap-hirap pumasa ng Mat 17, di ba? Tapos papatalo lang tayo sa mga ibang school.
Kahit yung Mat 11 lang.
So, parang ang ano nila na it's already from within eh, intrinsic ang kanilang desire, kaya maganda parating kinakalabasan ng kanilang team.
And of course, their hard work, their sacrifices, I'm sure it will all pay off in the end. I mean, look, they're already chasing the three-peat na lang, diba? So it will all pay off in the end eventually. So you just keep on believing, and like what teammate James and Mike said, just stick to the plan and play together, and I think they'll be fine.
Actually, this year it's more a struggle for our team because from the first 11 last season, 8 graduated and tapos so na yung
rookie team.
So we are a recreational team ngayon. Most of our players are young, mga first years ganun. Pero of course, sa skill level naman, mataas naman yung mga freshmen namin ngayon, yung skill in terms of skill level. So yun, ang kailangan na lang namin is kung paano makuha ulit yung team namin, kung paano kami maglaro as a team, ganun, not as individuals. Kasi kung individual yung sport na to, siguro mananalo kami kasi mataas yung level ng skill level, yung skill level ng mga bata namin ngayon. Pero what we're trying to get now is kung paano namin mabuo ulit yung kung paano kami nananalo last seasons.
There you go.
So, as the director of varsity, based on what you've said,
parang malaki yung expectations na aking, not expectations to win, expectations to see that if you can still pursue the goal that you originally wanted to achieve, especially with the rookie team. Mahirap talaga yon kahit anong sport pa yan, basta rookie team. Alam mo na, dyan yung mga kinakabahan, hindi pa sanay. Eh, your sport is very physical. I mean, physical. Sarap nga manood ng football eh. Minsan, hindi natatapos ang laro eh. Ibang natatapos.
So, after being said na soccer is a physical game, before I forget pala, ano mga common injuries sa soccer?
ACL.
Intense ka agad.
ACL, lahat.
Sprain.
Lahat.
Wow. Buta sa ulo dahil siniko sa isang player.
Kasi I got that. Physical.
So against San Beda, siniko yung ulo ko. I went to the hospital.
Wow.
Mm.
So it's more of being strong in the field. That's why we're there as seniors to take care of of our juniors, to let them know that we're there for them. We got their back whenever players are gonna try to hit them. That's where the sense of family comes inside the football team.
Ano pa yan, teammate Rocco? Minsan eh, I guess the injuries go as far as head injuries. Meron pa nga isang football player nagkaklaim na medical reimbursement and broken nose. Broken nose kasi during yung mag-heading. Imbis na yung bola ang na-head nung kalaban, na-head yung dito niya. So, broken nose. That's part of the game sa football.
Kompleto yung mga injuries.
Kompleto, parang ang sumali ng UFC. Ganyan yan. Ganyan ang football.
Alright, mula. So, dahil nasa last 5 minutes na tayo ng ating programa, yung susunod na programa, ang Usapang Media. Ito, why don't you promote? Do you have, kailan ba magsa-start ang games?
As of now, actually, hindi namin dala yung schedule namin. Pero meron na. Pero yung alam lang namin is our first game is on December 5.
Mm-mm.
So first time ngayon na earlier yung season namin. Usually starts January. Pero ngayon, December. So December 5 against UE. Hindi ko alam yung time. Nakalimutan ko. So if you want to know about our game schedule, please feel free to go to College of Human Kinetics and the skeds are posted there.
Or if not, teammate Bianca, siguro what I can do for DZUP is I'll furnish you a copy of all the schedule of games.
Para, to show some support for our team, so, diba? Yan.
Saan ba ang venue?
Ateneo, yung may bagong ground nila.
Yun, so malapit na. Libre naman, di ba?
Yeah, libre. Oh, yeah. That's the best thing about
get
our
to
sport.
See
libre.
Our football
walang
team for
tiket
free.
Sa amin.
Malapit lang. One ride away.
Nakita niyo yung intense na level ng energy.
Oh, yeah. Wala kang dahilan ma-miss out, di ba?
Yeah. Alright. So, ito, last question ko before we end and before you say your final messages. What does it take to be a member of the UP football team? What makes it different from the other teams?
What make us different? Yung question talaga. Main question was. Sorry.
Space on that. And what makes it different from the other teams? What does it take for someone to be? What does it take to be a member of the UP football team?
Yun, as I mentioned earlier. What? Siguro as compared to other team, we're really a family inside. And of course, hindi rin basta-basta makapasok sa team namin.
Mm-hmm.
We really weigh players and kung tinitingnan din namin kung paano mag-isip sa loob ng game. Kasi it's a part of the game eh. Parang kailangan mature ka rin sa loob. Also, being in the team, we train each other to be mature. Not only in the sport, but also in life. And also, time management, everything, ganun. We're not just in the UP men's football team just to play football. We're in UP, of course, so we have to study and to graduate with flying colors, if possible. So, yun, tinitrain rin namin yung mga players na maging ganun.
Yeah, accountability pala eh. Yeah. Nice. There you go.
So, ayan. Sige, teammate James.
For me, it's... You carry out a name in school as a UP men's football team player. So, dapat may tatak dyan. We have to live with it. We can't just be a person na pakalat-kalat. We have training, we have discipline, we have to do our akads. So, it's mahirap. And then with that hirap, we're proud to be part of the team.
Last words.
Okay, so ako ay nagpapasalamat sa inyong pagdalo, teammate Michael and teammate James,
welcome
for giving us your 1 hour na mahalaga dahil time management. And also siguro gusto ko ring kunin tong pagkakataon na to para imbitahan lahat na if you have time on Wednesday and Thursday from 8 to 5 nandun po yung ating mga UP Paddlers at medyo mainit ang labanan, so they're going for playoffs on Wednesday and on Thursday will be their finals.
So Ateneo po ito.
Ateneo Blue Eagle.
There you go. At ayun, we have to end dahil susunod na po ang usapang media kasama si classmate Mel. Ito na, last day.
Yes, ito nga last day ko. First, I would like to thank Ma'am Jo Santos for giving me the chance. And the entire DZUP family for welcoming me and taking care of me over here. Teammate Ariel, Sir Deezer, I'd just like to thank everybody for the chance. God bless you guys, tsaka always wishing you the best.
Yeah. Bisitahin mo kami, teammate Rojo, diba? Bigyan mo kami ng insight kapag ano ka na, sports scientist na. Yeah. Oh, diba? Yeah. Okay, gigas na natin. Bigyan, familiar name. Anyway, ayan, maraming salamat po sa pakikinig sa isang oras na naman ng siyempre kwentuhang sports, love kong sports nga dito. Siyempre, next week, abangan ang surprise guest daw.
Surprise guest.
Ayon kay teammate Ariel. Surprise guest daw tayo next week. Pero, siyempre, tutok lang dito, 5 to 6 p.m. tuwing Tuesdays po. Siyempre, dito lang po yan sa DZUP 1602. So, ayan. With that, we end the program. Magandang gabi po. Ususunod na ang Usapang Media.
Narito na ang isang oras ng umaatikabong kinetika. Love ko ang sports. Ang talakayang pampalakasan, puwera bulahan.